And here with it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
Janice Gaine and Noreen O'Regan, the wife and sister of missing Kerry farmer Michael Gaine, are pictured on the front of a number of today's front pages. While the video statement, which they released yesterday, generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. All three papers run with headlines which are a variation on their message. We just want Michael to come home. A warning from Gabriel McClough, the governor of the central bank, about the risk US tariffs pose to the Irish economy, provides today's Irish Times with its lead story. The Irish Independent leads with the court ruling, which ordered the owners of the Cornerstone Sleeve Bloom Church in Tullamore to pay €14,400 to a man who alleged that he was defamed by his teenage daughter during a baptism ceremony that was live streamed on Facebook in 2023. The man took the case against the pastors of the church, Gavin and Wendy von Mulderdorf, who moved to Ireland from South Africa 22 years ago. Amy Malloy reports that the Evangelical Church has a congregation of about 200 people in Tullamore and is part of a network of 150 churches around the world. The Irish Daily Mail opts for a lead story about the salary of Brendan McDonagh, who Housing Minister James Brown has named as his preferred candidate for the newly created role of Housing Czar. Craig Hughes takes the line that if he isn't appointed to the housing job, with NAMA due to be wound down at the end of this year, Mr McDonagh is expected to return to the NTMA, where he has been seconded from and where his salary isn't expected to be as high as €433,000, which he currently earns. NAMA chief gets housing gig or faces pay cut is the headline there. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the second day of the Tina Satchwell murder trial. Garda evidence heard in court yesterday that Richard Satchwell, who denies murdering his wife, told Gardaí that she once beat him unconscious and that there was a dark side to her. The Belfast Telegraph leads with remarks made by First Minister Michelle O'Neill branding Hilary Benn's decision to challenge a High Court ruling over the murder of GAA official Sean Brown in 1997 as cruel and inhumane. The Northern Ireland Secretary has sought leave for a potential Supreme Court appeal over the court's decision that the government was acting unlawfully in failing to order a public inquiry into the murder by members of the Loyalist Volunteer Force. For its lead story, the Irish News reports on footage which has emerged of three senior DUP members looking on as a Loyalist band played anti-Catholic anthems during an apprentice boys' parade on Easter Monday, just hours after Pope Francis died. One of the tunes which the band played when Paul Given, Edwin Poots and Jonathan Buckley were all present is called No Pope of Rome. Onlookers can be heard singing the sectarian lyrics of the song as a band member performs cartwheels along a street lined with spectators. And finally, hot on the heels of Joseph Tumman's cuckoo letter from Galway in yesterday's Times, there are two more letters in today's paper. Margaret Lee heard one in Newport in Tipperary on Monday, the same day that Mairead Cashman also heard a cuckoo in Ferrymount in Roscommon, which prompts her to suggest that since she heard it a day before the Galway cuckoo, as we enter championship season, it could be Roscommon's first ever win over Galway.
Fiona Kelly, almost 7:10.